This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country on Monday after hundreds of people were killed in a crackdown on demonstrations that began as protest against job quotas and swelled into a movement demanding her downfall. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
India's ANI news agency said 76-year-old Hasina landed at a military airfield near Delhi. Reuters could not immediately verify this, but commercial tracking services showed a Bangladesh Air Force plane leaving the country and flying west before it disappeared. The news of her exit was delivered by Army Chief General Waqar Uzzaman in a televised address. He said after a discussion with political leaders, an interim government would be formed.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah said it launched a drone attack early on Monday on northern Israel that the Israeli military said wounded two Israeli troops. The violence came amid fears of an all-out regional war following the killings last week of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and the Hamas terrorist group's top political leader in Iran. The Iranian-backed Hezbollah said it targeted a military base in northern Israel in response to, quote, attacks and assassinations by Israel in several villages in southern Lebanon. Hundreds of Somalis gathered at Lido Beach in Mogadishu on Monday to condemn the recent deadly attack on a beach hotel. Somalia's health minister said on Sunday the Friday attack left 37 dead and over 200 injured. The Somali government says it organized the protest to honor the victims and show solidarity with those affected by the attack. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said on Monday a quote-unquote standing army of specialist police will be set up to deal with rioting, and the justice system will be ramped up to deal with hundreds of arrests after violent disorder rocked cities across the nation over the past week. Starmer has held an urgent meeting with ministers and top law enforcement officials as he seeks to end violence and attacks on immigrants, mosques, and hotels housing asylum seekers. Starmer has called such attacks far-right thuggery. Misinformation spread online has whipped up anger over a stabbing rampage at a dance class that left three girls dead and many more wounded last week. U.S. Vice President and Democratic Party presidential nominee Kamala Harris is expected to announce her running mate on Tuesday, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
After a weekend spent interviewing finalists, Vice President Harris must decide on her partner before the two set off Tuesday on a tour across key battleground states. Harris interviewed at least three running mate contenders on Sunday in Washington. They were Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. That's according to a person familiar with the process who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity to discuss the negotiations. I'm Shelley Adler.
Storm Debbie made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane in Florida's Gulf Coast early on Monday morning with heavy rains and winds around 125 kilometers per hour. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay reports.
Debbie is on track to unleash a week of torrential rain and catastrophic flooding across the southeast. The Hurricane Center predicted Debbie would move offshore into the Atlantic by Tuesday night, but then re-strengthen and come back inland to unleash torrential rains on the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina later in the week. Forecasters expect 4 to 7 major Atlantic hurricanes in the 2024 season, which would exceed the record-breaking 2005 season that included Hurricane Katrina. Climate scientists believe global warming from burning fossil fuels has raised the temperature of the oceans, making storms bigger and more devastating.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay. Nearly everything on Wall Street is tumbling on Monday as fear about a slowing U.S. economy worsens and sets off another sell-off for financial markets around the world. The S&P sank more than 2% in midday trading on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 864 points, and the NASDAQ Composite slid nearly 3%. That followed a 12% plunge for Japan's Nikkei, its worst day since 1987. Stocks and Treasury yields pared their losses after a report showed U.S. businesses are continuing to grow. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.